And a very warm welcome to the Super Seal Stadium in Hamilton for this afternoon's SPFL Premiership fixture between Hamilton and Partick Thistle. No doubt a vital day for the Jags, given that the league position sees us bottom of the pile. But bizarrely, with a sequence of results this afternoon, by close of play, we could end up anywhere between 6th and 12th. Celtic, Hearts and Celtic are our next three opponents, so there's little doubt that today's game against the Accies takes extreme importance in our overall development this season. Three changes to the starting 11, which so narrowly lost out to Rangers last week. And the big news is that Thomas Cherney is back in goal after his long absence. So Thomas replaces Torsten Stuckman in goal and lines up there. Also a return for Ryan Edwards, who comes in for Chris Erskine. And David Amu misses out and he's replaced by Adi Aziz. So it looks as though Thistle are going to line up in 3-5-2 formation with Thomas Cherney in goal. Ziggy Gordon is going to play right centre-back alongside sweeper Adam Barton and left-sided centre-back Liam Lindsay. Christy Elliott, who played so manfully on the left-hand side of midfield, will move to the right wing-back role. Callum Booth at left wing-back. Abdul Osman and Sean Welsh will sit in the middle. Ryan Edwards in the number 10 role, and Adi Aziz and Chris Doolan will play up front. We'll be speaking very shortly to manager Alan Archibald to get his thoughts on it all, and after that we'll be chatting to Callum Booth as we look ahead to this afternoon's game. The Thistle subs see Torsten Stuckman in goal, David Amu, Davey Wilson, Declan McDade, Stevie Lawless, Chris Erskine, and of course Danny Devine provides the defensive cover, and there's little doubt that is a very strong attacking bench. As far as the Accies are concerned, former Jag Dan Seaborn lines up in their side, and Thistle nemesis Doogie Imrie plays in the number 7 shirt. Ali Crawford gets all the attention, but there's a strong, strong Accies side that goes out onto play onto this difficult surface. Gary Woods, Dan Seaborn, Mickey Devlin, Grant Gillespie, Doogie Imrie, Alec DeCall, Ali Crawford, Rakesh Bingham, who I'm very impressed with in the first meeting, Darian McKinnon, Massimo Donati, who pulls all the strings in the middle of the park, and Leonard Soa. Their subs, goalkeeper Robbie Thompson, Greg Doherty, Danny Redmond, Louis Longridge, Eamon Brophy, again another one who seems to like playing against Thistle, Darren Lyon, and Georgios Saris, the big central defender. My guest this afternoon comes from the very talented Thistle Academy, and of course played a couple of games at the tail end of last year. That's young James Penrice. James, welcome to Jag Zone this afternoon.
All right, Michael.
Obviously interesting team news from the Thistle perspective today. I think the big news is Thomas Cherney back in. From as a defender, you'll know how important somebody reliable in goal and somebody who's a good organiser can bring to the side.
Yeah, definitely. Thomas has been a big miss for the last couple of months, so it's good to get him back in and try and get the clean sheets now.
Obviously looking at the formation as well, and it's something that development side have done in a couple of games this year, is switch from the 4 to a 3, and it looks again like 3 at the back, and that just does give a little bit of security, if that's the right word, to the two central defenders.
Definitely, it helps with the central defenders, and we've went a couple of games 3 at the back when we're maybe getting beat at half time, and we've managed to come back in the game, so it's definitely a good formation. I think the first team do it well, so we'll just try and keep going.
It's difficult to say whether it's something the managers bring into the equation or not, but he scored in a couple of games against them, and that's possible.
I definitely, but I think the surface will still try and play, but if the surface isn't working out, then we'll also have to change our game, but I think we'll still try and play our normal game and just try and get the win.
Accies are a side, I think you've touched on it there, they will just get in your face the whole match. In the game at Fir Hill, first 20 minutes, I thought they were absolutely outstanding against us and played really, really well. But they do look susceptible at the back, and I think this could be a game where chances may very well come, and perhaps unexpectedly. I think it's mistakes are maybe going to lead to chances here.
Yeah, definitely. So we need to just start taking our chances, and hopefully we get a couple of them and put them in the net and go away with 3 points, and that's what we came here to do.
Yeah, it's an awful tight league. What kind of moods has there been in the camp? I know last week was an absolute sickener for everyone, and I know it was still hurting 2 or 3 days later. Things settled down a bit now?
Definitely. The boys were disappointed about last week, but I think everything's fine. Everyone's happy this week, so it's looking good.
Absolutely. Well, we got up with Alan Archibald just a short 15 minutes ago, and we got his verdict on today's game, and here's the thoughts of the gaffer.
You picked? Yeah, but a bit versatile. I think the surface comes into it as well. I think you've got to change the way you play here. I think Hamilton do, they play differently when they're at home to do away, and I think we'll have to do as well. We have done most times we've came here, and we know what it takes to win here, and we know what it takes to get points here. You've got to be really aggressive. Everything that we weren't at Fir Park, actually, you've got to do the basics right to stay in the game.
First of all, Thomas Tierney back in goal. He's obviously got to be comfortable himself with that, and that's a big boost for you.
Yeah, he's our number one, so it's good to have him back. He's looked well in training. He played the reserve game last week. He was actually going to play this week, but he had a slight nag on injury in his thigh, actually, just for kicking the ball, so we didn't risk him in it, but he's had a good week's training, so hopefully he's ready to go, and fingers crossed he's fine.
It looks like a double act up front, and there's a lot of pace and versatility in that as well, and I think a key element will be get the ball to them as quickly as you can.
Yeah, we need to use them. We need to use them. We see them all the time. There's no point having two strikers up there if we don't use them. And it's a flat two. Doyle's will drop in at times because he does that intelligently, hopefully. But we've got to use them. We've got to make sure we use them. We've got pace and we've got Guile up there as well. So, no, we feel we've got energy in that all over the team. Disappointing for some of the lads missing out because David and Chris Erskine done ever so well last week. But this has felt the way we had to go to try and win the game today.
But the beauty of it is you've got a great bench that has got so much skill, pace, and enough to really cause Hamilton a lot of problems if and when required.
Yeah, a really good bench. A really good five-a-side team, actually. but no, we've got good pace in that in the bench as well, and creativity and goals, hopefully. If required.
Last time we played them at Fir Hill, a lot of chances both ends. How do we try and make sure we get plenty of chances but maybe try and nullify their attempts on goal?
Yeah, well, we didn't start well that day, that's for sure, and Hamilton could maybe be out of sight before 15-20 minutes, so we need to make sure we tighten up. We'll stress the lads what's required today. I think a lot of them know, the new lads, we've stressed them as well, so we've got to be a lot tighter at the back and make sure individually and collectively we go and compete against your individual who you're playing against.
It's bizarre, we start the day 12th in the table with Motherwell losing that last minute goal to Celtic. If results go away, we could end up sixth.
Yeah, I know, it's incredible. Somebody said that, I said that during the week, somebody said that last week, with 15 minutes to go, we were sixth, so we've just got to take care of ourselves. That's all we can do is get a victory today and hopefully look at the table and look a lot brighter. I said a couple of weeks ago, we don't get too high when we win, we'll not get too low when we get defeat either, because we know how tight it is.
Let's wish you well for today.
Thank you.
Yep, that's the thoughts of manager Alan Archibald then, just speaking to him a few minutes ago to get his lowdown on team selection. James, in a couple of moments we'll be speaking to Callum Booth, who we caught up with earlier this morning. But first of all, from your perspective, how different a role for a fullback is it when he plays as a wing back rather than a fullback?
Definitely, I think it's more freedom. Like, we can go forward more with knowing that we've got the centre half behind us. I think Booth will enjoy that today, playing further forward and being able to put the crosses in, no worrying about what's behind him because he knows he's got Liam there. So I think that'll help Buffet, and it's good to know that.
And Christy Elliott, I think, is one that certainly has got so much energy, and getting up and down the park's not really an issue for him. For Callum, I think it's slightly different because he's always, for me, been one that likes to get into the box late. He's got to be there a little bit earlier now. It's just a slightly different approach you've got to make, and you've got to remember, I suppose, in every game, that you've just got to approach it a marginally different, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's the team you play as well. The winger you play against, it's all different with the different teams you play, so I think Booth will have no problem getting up and down the park today, and as well on Chris's side as well. Chris loves to get forward and put crosses in the box, so I think they'll both do well today.
Well, it's two up front, as we said, with Chris Doolan and Adi Aziz, totally different types of players, of course. Chris has now got up to 93 goals. I don't know how much talk is there in the dressing room, getting closer and closer to that 100 mark, and I know it's a very special thing for Chris, but I suppose for all his teammates, they would be just as delighted for him when he finally does get there.
Definitely, it would be great for Chris to get 100 goals as well. It would help us in the goals situation. We're getting wins and all that, so definitely, if they two are firing in the day, then we'll get the win.
And you look at Addy, and he's got so much to offer. The one thing he's not done is, and he'll be the first to admit it, is score enough goals. And you just feel if he can get on a run, maybe of two or three in quick succession, it'll just kickstart him. And basically, that's all that's lacking from him. He's such an awkward, horrible player to play against that you've just got to imagine once he gets into some sort of striking pattern, he's going to be a right handful.
Definitely, I don't think many centre halves will like playing against Addy. He's big, strong, powerful, and I think. The goals will come. I think he just needs to be patient and just keep walking on it. and he'll get the goals.
Sure, very shortly, as I said, we'll be speaking to Callum Booth, but I just want to touch on one player before we do that, James, and that's Adam Barton, who's one of the contenders for the Macrae Financial Services Player of the Month. And I think when you watch him play as a youngster, you must see so much class just oozing out of him. He must be a good player to learn from.
Yeah, definitely. His composure is on a different level. He's so calm in the ball, and his everything he does is just excellent. So it's good to train with him and just show what he's doing and just learn from him.
Absolutely. So we'll hear from Callum Booth now. We caught up with Callum a little bit earlier in the day just to look ahead to this afternoon's game.
Callum, the disappointment of last week well and truly behind us now. Time to focus on a highly important game today.
Yeah, definitely. Of course, it took a couple of days to get over last week. You know, it was devastating. That's about the only word I can say. But it's a new week, and you know, we've worked hard this week building up to today's game. So definitely looking forward to it, and it's a massive game.
When we arrive at New Douglas Park this afternoon, we're going to have a look at that pitch, because that's going to have a great bearing on how the game's played, isn't it?
Well, it is, but I mean, I don't think you can make too much of it. I mean, we've played there enough times, you know, all the boys in the squad, maybe a set from one or two have played there, you know. We've played against Hamilton a lot of times over the number of years, and, you know, we trained on Astro as well. So, you know, not too much can be made of it. Kilmarnock play on it as well, so it's just something that, you know, we've got to be used to, and we definitely can't use it as an excuse.
Yeah, no, I think it's just one of these kind of pitches that varies, and the style it plays very much dependent on the weather.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely dependent on the weather, yeah. Depends what day you get. So, we'll just have to see. Hopefully it's a little bit wet, but, you know, if not, then, yeah, definitely no excuses.
Absolutely. As far as we are concerned, the manager changed formation last week seemed to work pretty well for the vast majority of the game, and another option, another thought to go into the process.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's good to have a good couple options and formations to play. You know, you can't just stick to the one formation, and I think it's good to get teams guessing and not sure what formation you're going to play. You know, I think Rangers were fully expecting us to play 3-5-2 last week. You know, we changed it up, and it's a lot of percentages, and I think it's good. You know, teams not knowing the full week, not knowing what formation we're going to play, and it's also good to change it during the game as well. So, you know, I think it's good that we've got two formations that at the moment that we're playing at the moment. So I think it's definitely a good thing.
Different person playing in front of you last week, Chris Taylor. I thought it seemed to work pretty well.
Yeah, Chris has played in front of me a couple of times before. You know, obviously most of the time it's Stevie Lawless, but Christie, you know, he works really hard, and he puts a great shift in. And I thought we'd done fine last week. I enjoy playing with both of them in front of me.
Different type of opposition today. They play a very different way to Rangers, and whilst you could know exactly what Rangers were going to do, you know Hamilton are going to be in your face the whole game.
Yeah. You know, we were prepared for Rangers. You know, we worked hard all week knowing exactly how they're going to play, and I think, you know, for the majority of the game it paid off. The same with Hamilton. You know, we know how they're going to play, and again this week, you know, we've been putting a shift in, working hard, you know, how to get at them and stop them playing their game. So, you know, hopefully we can put all the hard work on the training ground this week onto the pitch today.
Let's wish you well for this one.
Thank you, cheers.
Yep, that's the thoughts of Callum Booth then, ahead of this afternoon's encounter. James, when listening to Callum talking about formations, it becomes a very technical thing, and managers have a lot of thinking to do, but there's little doubt that when the Hamilton manager, Martin Canning, looks at our team, I don't think he's going to know what formation we're playing. It's trying to get a little bit of one-upmanship before the game starts, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Like Callum said, it's good to have so many formations that we can play. So Hamilton, I think, we don't know what we're going to play today, so it'll be good.
Absolutely. The Hamilton side sees one familiar name in the shape of Dan Seaborn, played a vital role in the Thistle side last year, of course, in particular when we had a very good defensive record. How was he as a teammate? Good player to play alongside?
Definitely. Dan as well, very chilled out in the ball, very knows what he's doing, and talks a lot, it helps you out. So it's good. It's good, obviously, to see Dan still playing, so it's all good.
Absolutely. From your perspective, still awaiting an opportunity this season to show exactly what you can do, which I suppose a lot of that's down to the excellent form of Callum Booth rather than anything you're doing yourself. But I suppose getting these couple of games at the tail end of last year just whets your appetite a wee bit and just makes you very hungry to try and get back in again.
Aye, definitely made us more hungry as well. Playing at home and seeing all the fans and that, it's helped. It's brought on my game a lot, so I'm just waiting for more opportunity, and I just keep keep training hard.
Absolutely, and the whole squad, it's a wee chance for you to plug your big game tomorrow then. We'll talk more at half time about the development team, but just before we continue our look ahead to this afternoon's game, give your team and your teammates a wee plug for tomorrow. Perth SFA Youth Cup fourth round tie. They beat us in the league, a lot of overage players they played that day, they can't do that. Can we make it through to the next stage of this competition?
Aye, definitely. I think we can go all the way and we can win it, but it's up to how we play tomorrow, because they're not a bad team, they're a good team, so it just depends on how we play tomorrow and what team turns up.
Absolutely. From our own perspective, I mean, I don't think the last couple of games the team have played as well as they can do, because there were some terrific matches, and of course I think the highlight was that game against Kilmarnock, and you were ready to make an 87th minute appearance as a sub, and 59 passes later you're still waiting on it. I know that was frustrating for you, but that was jolly good to watch, wasn't it?
I know, I'm still waiting actually. So that was good to see the boys passing ball, but it was a bit frustrating not coming on.
I can imagine. Let's get back to today then. We've got a couple of minutes left just to continue our look ahead to today's game, and I think the manager touched on it as well, that the time we played them at Firhill, they started off like a train and really could have scored long before they did. They then scored with a free header from a corner kick, and that's something that I think this defence has just got to tighten up a little bit. Set pieces, make sure you do your marking properly.
I know it's hard set pieces, especially when you've got a physical team against you. Like when they played the last team, Hamilton had a big team, so I don't think there'll be any problems today, hopefully not.
Well, let's see if that indeed right. Height is quite an interesting thing, because there's so much height in the Thistle side now, perhaps more than I've ever known. So from that perspective, you feel it's an area both offensively and defensively we really looked at. Offensively we're doing fine, but defensively we probably just do need to tighten up a wee bit.
I think it'll come, but it's not the end of the world. I don't think if we get concede a goal, I think we'll come back and we'll do well.
And not only did we concede a goal, it was to probably the weakest man on the pitch, and we've lost a couple of headed goals to small men. Scott McDonald's did one against us, and of course there was the Donati one against Hamilton. But we've got to stop them getting in our faces. I think we've got to play at a high tempo, and it's not easy to do, but I think there's little doubt that we want to be as physically strong and as high tempo as we can.
Yeah, definitely. The boys have been working on pressing the full week and just keeping the ball and trying to play around them, so hopefully that will happen today and we'll get the 3 points.
Absolutely. So, well, James, we'll let you head off in just a moment and say thank you for joining us, and I know we'll be chatting again at half time. So very shortly Raymond Stark will be coming to join us, but I'm afraid those of you who have a nervous disposition, here's some highlights of last week's game against Rangers.